Prologue, September 2019. It wasn't ideal, navigating the Zagros Mountains on a freezing September night, wearing a trouser suit and ballet flats. The cracked corpse of a river marked the way through the Iraqi-Turkish border. My handbag slipped off my shoulder as I struggled over uneven ground. I gripped it close with one hand, my other arm outstretched, grasping balance out of the hazy mist. It had been a thrill 6 months ago, buying a designer bag for the UN job. I'd studied the handbags like museum pieces on their backlit pedestals before selecting a buttery mauve tote, holding my breath when I tapped my credit card. I've since revised my definition of thrilling. As I stepped onto a rock, it disintegrated into a spray of gravel and I fell, cutting my palms on stones. I turned over, my back against the dirt, the black heavens enormous overhead, covered in millions of tiny stars. The spectre of an omniscient god strengthens in moments like this. "If you exist," I silently prayed, "do me a favour and take it down a notch."
"You is fine, Nadia?"
shouted Darben. 20 meters further up, his black silhouette was cut out of the sky. The outline of a stiff kaftan, baggy pants and turban, the traditional dress of Kurdish freedom fighters turned profiteers.
"I'm okay," I said.
I looked down the valley at my burden. She rose through the gloom like an apparition, cloaked in a black abaya and headscarf, that bundle tied to her back.
"How are you getting on, Sarah?" I called out.
The frigid breeze spun my words into echoes that reverberated from the stony surrounds. She paused mid-clamber.
"Bruv," she said into the dark root between us. "You should have got an ISIS smuggler. Man's got us on fucking Everest."
"Are you dense?" I levered myself back to standing. "An ISIS smuggler would have shot me in the face and recruited you again."
"There's 6 smugglers, though, you got to admit."
She hoisted the bundle higher up her back.
"I swear to God, Sarah, if you stay a fucking fundy after all this, I'll sell you into sex slavery myself."
Her laughter filled the night air. That's the kind of thing she finds funny. It's one of the reasons I love her. It does not justify what I have done.